We start our newscast with some wintry weather. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. There is more snow in our forecast, more snow for the mountains, and in fact, here too, a winter storm warning in effect for the area until noon tomorrow. A lot of excitement downtown yesterday. The state police bomb team was called in what was apparently a pipe bomb. We got a chance to talk to Interim Chief Jerry Holgriff yesterday about what happened.
The bomb squad or bomb team did come in and remove what we still believe is a pipe bomb. They secured it in a fragmentation bag or a frag bag, and then in their bomb trailer, and then they have escorted it away from the populated area to a location where the intent is to examine it a little bit closer and then to detonate and dispose of it.
Civic Plaza Drive was closed and some business evacuated as a precaution. The investigation is underway. The bomb apparently detonated at the Taos landfill. The basketball season has come to an end for the Taos Tigers. The boys lost yesterday in the quarterfinal Class AAA state playoff, 55-48 to Sandia Prep. The Tigers finished the season with a 21-8 record, and congratulations on a fine season. Taos County is looking for residents to serve on the Taos County Review Committee under its Art and Artifacts policy. The review committee will be appointed by the county commission to review and make recommendations on the acceptance and display of all proposed donations and artworks at the new Taos County Administrative, Judicial, and Detention Complex, as well as other county facilities. Taos County will also be looking for offers of donations or temporary displays of artwork. You can contact the Taos County manager for more details on that. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp. Have a great day, and you're up to date. A fatal shooting in the Albertsons parking lot. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. It happened on Friday afternoon. Maybe you saw the commotion in the Albertsons parking lot as 39-year-old Johnny Lawson was shot in the stomach. According to KVOT's Nancy Stapp talking with deputies, the man was shot over a dispute concerning a vehicle or a vehicle payment. According to police, he was airlifted to St. Vincent's Hospital for surgery, where he died at 10 p.m. that evening. 48-year-old Ken Vargas has been charged in this shooting, and the people in the parking lot held him down, Vargas that is, until the police could arrive. How inconvenienced were you this weekend? It happened about 7 p.m. A major cell phone and internet failure which affected just about everyone in this area, Taos County that is. And again, talking with Luis Reyes from Kit Carson Electric, here's what he had to say over the weekend.
CenturyLink lost their digital circuits from around south of the Albuquerque area, is what we understand, which means, you know, all internet, cell phone, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, that we can right now verify, have lost service.
It's not clear why yet, but about 17 miles east of Taos, a cable was cut, knocking out service. Residents started noticing the outage again. That happened on Saturday evening, and no word yet on why or who caused that cut. Several homes had to be evacuated from the Chimayo area because of a 20-acre-plus fire that started on Sunday afternoon off of New Mexico 76. Last night around 9 o'clock, the blaze had not been contained, but the fire was not showing any active flames. There was no immediate reports of injuries, but at least three structures, including a home, had burned. The fire reportedly appears to be human-caused. And the New Mexico Attorney General says the courts will likely allow a dozen candidates to stay on the ballot for the primary election, even though some of them left mandatory information off of their filing papers. Senate President Tim Jennings was among the candidates in question by the Secretary of State, Diana Duran. The issue was about candidates who did not put on their nominating petitions, the political district in which they run. Attorney General Gary King sent a note to Duran saying the court likely won't require her to reject a position that was otherwise properly filed because that information was left off. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp. Have a great day, and you're up to date. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.